Since Hurricanes Katrina and Rita hit the Gulf Coast last year, we've broadcast two reports on the recovery in Terrebonne Parish, Louisiana. We went to visit Motivated Seafoods in Houma this past week to ask Steve Voisin how the family's oyster business is doing.
Well, it's pretty good. Since we saw you last, at that time they had been testing waters, primarily where the most impact from the both storms were. And I think it was December 12th, they reopened some large areas. And although there's quite an impact there, maybe between 40 and 60% mortality, what did survive, the price of the oysters has compensated for the lack of production.
And the plant itself, what's the capacity now? What are you processing every day?
Well, it's really at an all-time high, the way I see it, and really never, I don't think we've ever satisfied the customer's requirements at this time, because when Katrina and both Rita hit, it changed the industry so much volume-wise that whoever had survived, and as we did, particularly well, actually, all of the customers kind of came to us and a few others that are around, and it's just, you know, it's impossible to fill those type of orders. Although it puts us in a good situation because we get to know everyone. I mean, everyone that we didn't think we knew, we know now, which is a benefit for the future, you know, when everyone gets back in shape, which will happen.
You keep the plant going. I mean, you've got two shifts of workers that come in now?
Right. We have two shifts. I think it's a 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. and then a 3 p.m. to a midnight shift. And that's going well. Right when the storms hit, or right after, when the rebuilding started, a lot of the employees went for the better money in rebuilding New Orleans, and so it, you know, we did find some people, but we were like to a bare minimum crew wise for a good while. Of course, that's why we decided to get involved in the H-2B Mexican labor program.
Motivated Seafoods hired 15 Mexican women. Next week, we'll have our full report on how they're adjusting to their new jobs and lives in Houma, Louisiana.